After helping start the recent wave of craft beer growth in Northwest Arkansas, a local brewery owner is ready to sell the business he built from the ground up. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda visited the Springdale Tap Room earlier this week to find out more, and she has this report.
About a year ago, Stephen Raybach, president of Saddleback Brewery Incorporated, started getting serious about finding business partners or selling the brewery altogether.
It's too much for one person, and I still have another business I run. I do home inspections, and I'm on that half my time. So I am not able to be effective in what I do at both. So there's so much more opportunity here to take advantage of, and someone good in marketing and all these other areas could really take this forward a lot more than I'm able to do.
Raybach says things really hit him when both of his parents were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer last year.
And they live in Florida. I really wanted to go down. I couldn't hardly spend any time down there because of this. And then it makes you reflect on your own life. I mean, they did what they wanted the last 20, 30 years. They traveled and all, and I'd really like to do that too. I'm turning 60 in April, and I think I'd like to have some of my own time.
Saddleback opened its doors in September 2012, and over the last 6 years, the business has grown to include a restaurant, warehouse, and an Airbnb cottage on about 30 acres in southeast Springdale. Raybach says he's been advised to separate his assets, so his intention is to sell the brewing business only.
A brewery can be a high-risk business. You don't want to get sued and have somebody try to take other things you own. So most breweries just rent their space. And if they own a building, they put it in another holding company or something. So what I'm selling is the brewery business, all of the brewery equipment, and all of the brewery assets. Most of the value is in the equipment. A brewery has a lot of capital to get started. And one of the fortunate things that happened regarding those tariffs is the price of equipment's gone way up. So we're only selling it for what we paid for it, which is the way used breweries, what used equipment's always sold for is basically what you paid for it if it's less than 10 years old. So that plus the inventory on hand is what we're looking to sell it for. There's good will and there's recipes and all that, but we're really not adding price on for that. We're just selling it for the assets under the condition that the brewery doesn't move and nobody loses jobs.
Saddleback has more than 20 employees. The asking price for the brewery is $750,000, and that includes Saddleback's brewing equipment.
We've got a four-piece steam-heated brew house of American-made origin, very high quality, that's 15-barrel capacity. We can use that 8 times a day, so we can make about 120 barrels in a 24-hour period of beer. Now, that beer then has to go into fermenters and sit for weeks. We have 330 barrels of fermenters, different sizes, between 10 and 30 and 40 barrel fermenters. So that is 330 barrel capacity all at one time in fermenters. We can add more fermenters to make better use of our brew house. And that's how breweries grow, they add more fermenters. So we've been doing 1,000 or 2,000 barrels a year here. We could easily do 5,000 barrels a year here without adding anything. If somebody added the more fermenters, they could double that very quickly. So 10,000 barrels a year would be a very reasonable capacity for the building without adding anything outside or adding onto the building.
Saddleback founder Stephen Raybach expects to continue on as a consultant under contract for a period of time to help transition the company to a new owner.
We're looking for somebody with a passion for the brewing, wants to take it forward. Somebody who is maybe thinking about doing this already, if they had any inclination to do this and they looked at prices and setting something up, they know that that would be a much more cost-effective way to do it, just to buy something existing. We've got a great location. It's in a growth area. It doesn't make sense to move.
While Raybach intends to hand the brewery off to someone new, he has plans for other parts of the property. The warehouse, for example, is being developed into a 5,000-square-foot venue he's named Simple Blessings Wedding and Event Center.
We've been doing weddings here for 6 years. People have come to us. It's so beautiful down by the water with the bluffs and all. They've asked us if they can get married there. So we had one this weekend. If you went down there now, you still see rose petals on the ground going out there. The problem is that we haven't been charging them for it. We've just been happy for the amount of patronage they come in and buy some beer and food from us, and it's been okay. So I've been missing that opportunity to do a sit-down reception with them. And there's a lot of money in that. We've got a great place. People already want to get married here. So we're going to do something similar to what Sassafras did around the corner. They took an old barn and retrofitted it, very high-end, very beautiful over there, very desirable. So we're doing the same thing with our warehouse across the street.
Raybox says the brewery is profitable and thinks it might be a good fit for a group of people looking to get into the craft brewing business.
I'm very proud of it, and I'd like to see it continue. And I wonder what they'll do with it. My thoughts would be that they would continue some of the Saddleback line, those that are doing well and succeeding. And the way the brewing industry works is people always want something new and fresh. I was coming out with a whole new line of beer with a lot of new local names. I think they should come up with their own line, their own name, register their own brewery and keep that going here too. And that would sell best, a new name in town.
Raybox says he's spoken to a couple of buyers so far, but anticipates the sale will take a couple of months. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.